Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, yes, welcome to your, I know, it's Monday. Yeah, come on, smile. Of the BTN News Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a good old weekend. Don't worry, that Christmas vacation is just a few days away. Just keep thinking that, it's coming soon. In the meantime, yes, it is December 7th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Today's show will start off in Kazakhstan. Why? Well, because there's not a whole lot of news. And it seems the government in Kazakhstan is asking all those little tech companies, we'd like a back door, please. I have no idea if that's how they sound in Kazakhstan. Probably not. Yes, as of January 1st of 2016, Kazakhstan will require the presence of a national security certificate for every internet-capable device in the country. That sounds scary. That good old law will let the government pretty much spy on everything. Online traffic on devices, you know, say your iPhone, your tablet, whatever you're looking on. Security backdoors to all companies. Okay. Also in the law, carriers, yes, as in mobile phone companies, will have to keep tabs on users, too, that don't install the code. So no, you can't just slip under the radar and say, I ain't gonna do it. According to the Kazakhstan government, the certificate will work on Android, iOS, OS X, Windows, but it won't work under Linux. Imagine that. Honestly, I think if I'm concerned about my internet privacy, I'd be getting the hell out of Kazakhstan about right now. Hey, Android people, you shall be happy today. You're getting new emojis, and now you can express yourself in a whole bunch of different ways, finally. We all know that Android fans have been saying, yes, please give me more emojis. I'm sick of typing. And according to the chief over there at Android, the emojis should be arriving sometime this week. Interestingly enough, Google will also be releasing a totally new keyboard through a system update with a new font, new code, and new system image. So what kind of emojis are you going to be getting? Well, you're going to have a unicorn in there, a lion, a crab emoji. Other things you'll be seeing is a burrito and a taco. And the good old middle finger. You cannot have an emoji collection without that middle finger. Now, yes, Nexus owners should be getting this update this week. If you're on a different Android platform, you're probably going to have to wait a little bit longer. Sorry about that. From Android, we of course move to Apple, and we get a lot more songs now in iTunes Match. Woohoo! Yeah, Apple has raised the iTunes Match and Apple Music track matching limits to 100,000 tracks. Now, you might remember back in October when iOS 9 rolled out, yeah, we were supposedly hearing rumors about 25,000 up to 100,000 tracks, but nothing was ever really said and nothing's really been done. But according to Mac rumors, Eddie Q himself has indeed said that they have started rolling out support for 100,000 song libraries. So Apple Music Collection buffs, you need not worry anymore about your cloud space. In other news happening over the weekend, well, let's talk about Sony and how screwed up their VR demo went. Yeah, Sony showed off their PlayStation virtual reality demo on the big old stage, and everything went downhill from there. Things that went wrong in the two-person demo on the stage, well, let's see. The motion-detecting move controllers, they failed. They were trying to throw disc at each other in virtual reality. That also failed. Actually, one guy could kind of throw disc at the other. The other guy just looked like he was sitting there having a spasm. On a positive note, however, though, the demo did show that two people could occupy the same virtual reality space and throw a disc at each other when the things actually work. And you also have to look on the other side that most demos of virtual reality games are only single-player experiences. This was actually two. Now, Sony will be launching the PlayStation VR sometime next year, so they got plenty of time right now to get all the quirks worked out. In the meantime, if you want to laugh, search for PlayStation VR demo on YouTube. It'll start your Monday off really funny. And finally, well, it was the weekend, so let's see if we can actually get a hold of Santa today. I'm not holding my breath. See, yeah, I'm definitely not holding my breath.
1, 2, 3.
And there you go. See? Yeah. Hi, Santa. It's Kyle again. I know it was the weekend. Didn't figure you'd probably answer, but hey, I thought I'd give it a shot. Don't worry, listeners. I got you prepared for your crap for Christmas today. And today's crap for Christmas actually is very fitting for Santa. It is the Santa bottle cap. Yes, you know, the Santa hat. Well, this actually has a little bottle opener at the end instead of that little poofy, you know, white little thing. Yes, indeed. You can be the lifesaver at your next Christmas party by actually going around toting this hat saying, do you need your bottle opener? Excuse me. craziness. Do you need your bottle open? If this sounds interesting to you, well, you can find this at stupid.com. Yes, I'm not kidding. Stupid.com. Search for Santa's Bottle Cap Cap. Yes, say cap twice. It's actually currently on sale right now for $14.95, but be forewarned, they only have 3 in stock. So if you want to have a very merry Beermas, you best be getting it ordered right now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Of course, there's the official British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. All the great shows are over there. You can also look at our blog, too. So many great reviews and things going on over there at the blog. And also, if you're just an iTunes buff, of course, you can find all of our shows in iTunes. Get subscribed to all of them. They're all good. And as I always say, if you really love what we're doing here at the British Tech Network, consider joining and donating our patron fund. For just a little donation every month, your help goes a long way. Way of keeping all your BTN shows on the air. You can do that at BritishTechNetwork.com and just look up there and you'll see the Support Us tab. Click on that. There's the Patron Fund. And of course, there's many other things you can do over there too. If money is a little tight right now, there's other ways to help out the BTN network. Also, before I let you go today, there's a very special thing going over there at MacPaul. Yes, our lovely friends over there at MacPaul are giving BTN listeners, get this, 30% off everything in their online store. But it is only for a very, very limited time. I'm telling you, it's very limited. So if you're interested, MacPaw.com/BTN. You've got to go there. MacPaw.com/BTN to claim it. And once again, thanks to MacPaw for their support of British Tech Network. It's a great deal, guys. Heck, I'm going to go take advantage of it after I'm done doing this show. As for this show, well, of course, we'll be back tomorrow getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. We'll see if we get a hold of Santa. You want to take some bets and see if he's there or not tomorrow? I put me down for 10 pounds. I'm going to say he's not. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic Monday. Hope we got you smiling already. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.